You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future. Today, once again, we are with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing. Kimberly, as always, great to have you as a part of Covestor Radio.
Oh, thank you, Eric. It's my pleasure.
So I understand today we are talking about buying a second home. That certainly sounds like a fun task.
Well, we've had a tough winter this year, and many of us are dreaming about spending these winter months someplace warmer. On today's show, I'm going to discuss some of the things to keep in mind when you're considering buying a second home.
What's the first thing to ask yourself or oneself if they are thinking about buying a second home?
My approach, as you know, with financial planning matters is to start with the why. Why do you want to own a second home? The perfect home for you is going to depend on your answer. Do you view the house primarily as an investment, or do you want the house to be mostly used as a family retreat? According to the National Association of Realtors, vacation home sales accounted for 13% of all transactions in 2013, while investment sales accounted for 20%. So in general, more people buy investment property than vacation homes, but it's important to know what you're looking for, what you yourself are looking for.
And let's discuss a vacation home. How should one think about the cost there?
Well, I suggest fully loading the costs when you're considering buying a vacation home so that you don't get over your head financially. The total price of ownership, of course, includes the purchase price, property taxes, insurance, and other carrying costs. And even when you're not using the house, you still have to pay water, gas, electrical, trash, landscaping, and other maintenance services such as security and alarm monitoring systems. One expense that's specific to vacation homes, property management fees, especially if you plan to visit the house infrequently and you're considering renting out the property. And then finally, in my experience, one cost that owners of vacation homes usually forget to include is travel expenses, which, depending upon the location of the home, can be quite significant.
As with all real estate purchases, I assume that location is the most important consideration. Get into that if you would.
Well, the adage of location, location, location is true for vacation homes as well, and for quite a few reasons. Again, according to this National Association of Realtors survey, almost 90% of people who bought vacation homes in 2013 planned to use the property primarily as a family vacation spot. So it makes sense that the typical home purchase was less than 200 miles from the buyer's primary residence. If getting to the house requires a flight, rental car, and a ferry, you're probably not going to use it very much. Second, if you're buying the home as a multi-generational gathering place, you'll want to choose a location that offers activities for various age groups and is easily accessible for everybody. And depending upon how dispersed your family is, or depending upon who you want to encourage to visit you at this family vacation home, you might want to buy a home that's closer to an airport. And location is also important if you change your mind or if your circumstances change, and rather than primarily being a vacation home, you need to generate some rental income, or if you eventually, you know, want to sell the house.
Good information. Today we are with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing, here on Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Kimberly, what about the tax implications here?
Well, the tax implications of owning a second home are different than those pertaining to a primary residence, so I recommend consulting with your accountant before making any decisions. Investigate property taxes. Know the property tax rate before you purchase. Some states, including Florida, charge higher property taxes on second homes than they do on primary residences. And the IRS has different rules pertaining to vacation homes versus investment properties when it comes to any rental income generated. So don't assume that you know, that the tax treatment is going to be the same. There's some very complex and very specific rules that pertain to vacation homes, investment properties, and of course, mixed-use properties, so properties that are used partially as vacation homes and partially as investment properties.
Any specific advice for people who want to rent out their house?
Well, many popular vacation spots have a high season when demand spikes. In Florida, peak season is winter, when snowbirds from the Midwest and New England want to escape the snow. Often, you know, rental demand for your vacation home is going to collide with the time frame during which you want to use it. So that's something to think about when you're projecting the amount of rental income that you might generate. If you want to maximize the home's rental income, be prepared to give up some of that high season vacation time, which can be tough, or choose a location with numerous seasons of rental demand. A location such as Lake Tahoe, which is popular in the summer and the winter months.
In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip on our discussion today?
Well, I've got two tips for our listeners. So the first one is not every day is a vacation. When you own a vacation home, you're going to spend time at the hardware store. There's going to be maintenance, repairs, all of that, and that has to be built into your schedule and built into the time that you spend there. So one is to be aware of that. And second is to think about how your use of a second home might change over time. So you might use it often when your kids are young, less when the kids are older and involved in a lot of activities and sports, and more when the children are out of the house. So think about, you know, kind of life cycle and where you are and how your use of the house might change over time.
Certainly an exciting topic, and we certainly appreciate the advice and tips from your experience and expertise. As always, Kimberly, thanks for taking the time to be with us here today on Covestor Radio.
Oh, thanks so much, Eric.
Anytime. We've been speaking with, once again, Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing. And we do thank you for joining us on this episode of Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future. And for more information, simply visit Covestor.com. Join us next time for another episode of Covestor Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, and this has been Eric Dye.
This is the ePodcast Network.